Auckland Grey Power is pleased to sponsor this edition of Senior Focus. Welcome to the session entitled Senior Focus. I'm Anne-Marie Khoury. I'm the presenter of this session. And the session comes to you courtesy of Auckland Grey Power Association. And they are our sponsors. Now, today's session, I have in the studio with me Anna Merkishit, who is a Masters in Public Health, a health promoter, working for the Nutrition Foundation. Welcome, Anna.
Thank you.
And it's great to have you with us. And it's a wonderful topic because going into winter, people do need to take special care of themselves and cook warm, nutritious food. And so Anna's going to talk quite a lot about a program that helps people do that. And I'm going to just briefly give you a rundown of what's happening in the senior community since I've come back from Christchurch. I've had a number of issues to deal with in the area of social housing, people having to move suddenly, needing emergency housing, and there is nothing out there for them if they're in the 50 plus and upwards bracket. So this week I wrote a press release, I've talked to media, and I've been to some meetings, and I'm sure that there will be a greater awareness out there of what is needed, and we hope that in time a better coordinated response will occur. Now, another issue that's been arising has been looking at the situation where families no longer care for graves, and we've got the Simon Street Cemetery in quite a bad way, needing some attention. And I noted when I visited graves in Christchurch how many were very badly affected by the quakes in the Sydenham Cemetery in particular, and the Bromley Cemetery. I saw Mabel Howard's father's stone, very beautiful black onyx, but it was actually split in two pieces. And my own great-grandparents' family plot had a Victorian edifice of some 10 or 12 feet, and that's in four pieces on the ground. And many of the graves are very badly in need of weeding and so on. And often older people can't really always tend to plots. It's too hard a work. So, and not to mention the financial cost of re-establishing some of these sites as well, because there's no ready kind of grants that you can get to cover them. So this is something that I'm going to research, and we'll have a future program around. But this morning, I think it's time that we also focused on the situations in the community where people need to gather together in order to be a community, in order to have places to drop into. And seniors in particular are invisible. They don't have hubs dedicated to seniors in Auckland. And unlike other councils who are moving towards being age-friendly and have such community hubs that are set up for seniors, where different seniors organisations meet and can provide information, and people know that's the place to go if you want to sort something out for your elderly mum. Yes, we just need these kinds of places in Auckland. And so it's been Grey Power's mission to try and get an office and get some sort of a community hub together for the past 12 months or more. And just recently we've come across a situation in the Albert Eden board where the board has been prepared to support us and wants to retain a property. And so we're very closely working on this with other senior organisations, and we hope to be able to, in a future program, actually celebrate what this is all about and what it will mean for the community. But it's hold your breath at the moment. Now, it's time to have some music, and I've chosen Bridge Over Troubled Waters because I think that's probably what, you know, the sort of music we need when we think about people who are facing the winter, living in vans and cars. Not only the ones with young children, but the people over 70 with their hotties that really are in a bad way because it's very unpleasant in this weather. and it's not something you choose willingly. So we'll have some music now from Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
Feeling small.
We're returning to Senior Focus. I'm Anne-Marie Curry, your presenter, and I have in the studio with me Anna Mukasic. And Anna, I've already welcomed you, but it's very good to know person's journey when they come in here and what their passion is. And I'd like you to just give us a little bit of background about the New Zealand Nutrition Foundation. What is it as an organisation? What does it do? And how did you come to be a consultant with them?
Thank you. Certainly. Right. The New Zealand Nutrition Foundation is a professional non-profit organisation. It was established 30 years ago by a group of academics and health professionals who felt that there definitely was a need to provide everyday New Zealanders with information that they could rely on about food and nutrition, and encourage people to make healthy food choices that ultimately will enhance their well-being. As for my involvement with the foundation, I have a teaching background. I studied at Otago University many years ago. My interest has always been in the area of nutrition. 5 years ago, I decided to pursue this interest further and completed a master's in public health. The focus for my thesis was health promotion, and that sparked a new interest in actually working in the area of health promotion in the community. So here I am.
Great. And you're involved with a number of projects, and you've got an interest in the ageing population and with seniors generally. And so I'm wondering if you'd like to tell us about the Senior Chef project that is your baby at the moment.
Certainly. The New Zealand Nutrition Foundation has always had an interest in healthy ageing. What has become clear as the population has started to age is that there is a need to support older people living in the community. Now, we were fortunate that six years ago, the Christchurch District Health Board developed a program called Senior Chef, which they rolled out in their Christchurch District Health Board region. They have been generous, however, in sharing it with others. The New Zealand Nutrition Foundation is keen to take this program and roll it in areas outside of Christchurch where we can see that there is a need, a high need. 2 years ago, the foundation decided to pilot this program just to see how effective and have a look and see what the results would be in the Auckland area. The pilots were very well received, they were evaluated, and the results were good. So just to give you a bit of extra, give listeners a bit more information about what this program is, the Senior Chef program is a cooking and nutrition program. Mm-hmm. It targets people over the age of 65, mm-hmm. people who are living independently in the community, who, for whatever reason, need to upskill and renew their confidence and motivation to cook. So the program consists of 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. It's an 8-week program. It's a hands-on program. The sessions last for 3 hours. Generally, mm-hmm. people come. We start the session with morning tea. It's very social. Mm-hmm. So people have the opportunity to establish new connections, new relationships, which is a lovely, positive thing. The lessons are divided into areas of focus. For example, the first session deals with food and why food is important as we age. It looks at the four main food groups, and we touch on the key nutrients. The aim, though, however, is to deliver these healthy nutrition messages through doing. But having said that, we do provide people with resource material, leaflets that are pertinent to aging. For example, we focus on healthy bones. How do you maintain strong bones? We also focus on the importance of hydration and fiber, the importance of protein as we age, because a lot of people just don't understand that. In fact, it's quite common for people to think that their nutritional needs lessen as they age, but in fact it's the complete opposite.
Mm. Mm.
an aging person needs more protein, for example, than a growing adolescent, and that's often not understood at all. So we provide a program that's fun, engaging, very social, and hands-on. So people actually cook and develop confidence, which is great. Yeah.
And it must be wonderfully easy to get people involved in the program in winter.
Well, I think so. We've just completed three programs. We've had a partnership with Age Concern, and that has worked very well here in the Auckland region. So we had a project on the North Shore, one in Avondale, the Avondale region of Auckland, and one is just finishing up in South Auckland. Our intention is to carry on and continue these projects in these same areas between now and the end of the year. But of course, these projects cost money, and we are reliant on funding from funders.
Exactly. And that's where, of course, Grey Power comes in, because we would like to see the program supported. And if our community hub advocacy project gets off the ground, we will very much welcome programs like Senior Chef in that space. So what are some of the long-term benefits that's come out from the research? What does the research and the evaluation say about the program?
Right. Well, there's quite a lot of evidence internationally to show that if people are cooking, then they will be more likely to consume more fruit and vegetables, more protein, and more calcium-rich foods. Now, those are the key nutrients associated that are very important as one ages. That is important. The other factor that is becoming very clear to us as we run these programs is that people appreciate and enjoy hugely the social aspect of the program. So I would say that the social aspect is equally as important as the nutrition component of the program and the skill development. We would place equal weighting actually on those three things.
Yes, they seem to be the core of it.
Absolutely.
I've certainly had some feedback anecdotally. Heather Orford, who was on the board of Age Concern Central Auckland, she was a participant, and she's spoken very warmly about how fantastic the program was and what a joy it was to go. And she lives in a situation where she doesn't have family around her every day, so it's really, really good for her to have experienced that. And also another gentleman whose wife passed on and had never possibly ever had to cook every day, he found it really great from the point of view that he developed confidence to be able to cook for himself, and he's crowing to all his neighbours in the units in the block he lives in, and he's so fantastically enthusiastic that he's piqued a lot of interest in the Blockhouse Bay area. So we'd like to actually get some of these people into the studio for a future program.
Well, they are marvellous champions of our program, and these are the very people that benefit. Having run a couple of programs now, we have had a large percentage of participants who are male who fit that gentleman's description. They find themselves on their own, possibly having lost partners or partners who now require care, and they are entering the kitchen for the first time, and it's a scary place if you haven't done this before. And it really is about learning some basic skills. And as we know from our own learning experience, success breeds success. If we can encourage people to learn and begin and to try some new tasks, people are often really excited by that new learning and are more motivated to try again. And on that note, I think it's interesting to mention that our participant rates were extremely high. People do not drop off from this course, quite the contrary actually. People start shuffling their own engagements to make sure that they do attend, which signals to us that this program not only satisfies a need in terms of education, but it provides social need as well.
It certainly, just looking at the research and then listening to people who've actually been through the program, you would have to say it is a most successful and stimulating program, and it's something incredibly worthwhile and should be available in every community.
I think so, Anne-Marie. We also have a large number of new refugees, and I believe that this program has potential to involve these people. The All Senior right. Chef program has been modified for Māori, and we would like to do something similar for Pacific families.
Mm.
Having said that, we also have a high percentage of new refugees from across the globe, and this program, I think, could be modified. In the recent program, we had three participants who were from Romania, and for them, this was quite a special program because they were welcomed warmly by all the participants. It was a marvellous opportunity to gently gain confidence with language and learn something about New Zealand culture. And we also had the opportunity to learn something about Romanian culture and get to know three fabulous people that had been here a while, but for them, reaching out into a community can be quite, you know, a scary thing. So I think this program has huge potential to benefit a wide range of people.
Oh, indeed. And just thinking about the refugee situation, I mean, often people just lack that finer knowledge about where to find certain products or where to find an equivalent product to something they used to use back in their country.
Mm-hmm.
And even shopping around, I noticed, for example, recently people talking to me about places they could go and buy certain foods in bulk that were considerably cheaper than the supermarket. And timed well, you know, a judicious carpooling and all going to the one place on one day, people could make considerable savings.
Absolutely. In fact, one of our lessons focuses on ways to extend the purse. And what we did was to share strategies because everybody or most participants as retired members of society really are needing to watch their purse. And we were able to share strategies that worked. Ideas for extending meals, using products, talked about where one could go to access cheaper food and so on. And collectively, a lot of information was pulled, which I think is another benefit of the program.
And I noticed too from the conversations I had with Heather and Keith that they were very proud of having a resource like a cookbook that was designed for seniors with meals in the right quantities for cooking for one or two as opposed to cooking for four, which is the norm in most cookbooks.
Yes, now what we do is give people a cookbook, a very nice cookbook which they're able to take and keep after the program. These recipes are tailored for either one or two people. The recipes have been all tried and evaluated by dietitians, so we know that they work and that they are well balanced in terms of nutrition. We also provide free handouts which can be referred to at a later date, particularly when somebody is wanting to review material, something, you know, you may be having issues with bone density and you want to refresh your knowledge on what was discussed at the Senior Chef program. Well, you have a range of resource material to refer to.
No, it sounds like it's so well put together and it's such a quality product and it's been tried and tested and so on that we'd be very excited to see it in Central Auckland blossoming as well as in some of the other localities that you're looking at, like out west and in the south. Yes.
Well, I think our limiting factor is money. So what we need to be doing is working with community groups because the foundation is a charity. We do not have the money ourselves, but we do, as teachers and dietitians, have the knowledge to train others to deliver this program. Mm. So it is our hope that we can embark on the train-the-trainer model, support people in their facilitation, do the evaluation, and keep that program sharp and on track. At this stage, we're beginning with these pilot projects. We're well into those pilot projects, and our next step will be to look for community partners.
Mm. It's very exciting, and of course, with our aging population growing, we're going to be, by 2034, we're going to be 22% of the population seniors, and that's quite a, that's over 65s will be 22% of the population by 2034, and that compares with 14% today.
Mm. No, the statistics are convincing, and I think the thing to remember is that we are all interested in maintaining good health and well-being. Mm. And nutrition is part of that. Keeping physically active and keeping connected with our community are all keys to longevity.
And one of the significant factors in what might herald the beginning of a drop off in ability to connect and move around and to be well is the danger of having a fall. Mm-hmm. Because falls are often the beginning of the long journey into care, or it may be in the short journey. Mm. And falls, you know, when you think about preventing falls, one of the biggest preventions is quality nutrition.
Yes.
Because it keeps people's balance.
What it does is it helps to maintain muscle mass. Mm. That's what you, as we age, it's very important to minimise muscle wastage. In fact, we want to be actively building muscle or maintaining what we have. And you can do that best through physical activity and maintaining a diet that is rich in protein. In fact, as we age, 3 portions of protein-rich foods are recommended. Now, listeners may be wondering, well, where do I get protein from? Mm. It's those kinds of foods, milk, eggs, cheese, fish, meat, chicken, and, of course, plant protein. Plant protein is very good. We're talking here about lentils, legumes, beans, nuts, and seeds. So our program looks at all of those foods. And we provide you with recipes, give you suggestions as to how you might include those foods in your diet on a regular basis.
Mm. Well, I'm sure that even I could benefit from going along, and in fact anyone who's living alone or who's a busy person, even some of us work longer hours than we ever did in the workforce.
Mm.
And, you know, volunteering, you can be rushing from one event to another, and it can be a case of skipping meals and having things on the run. So we can all learn. There's no one who can't benefit from a program like this, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to add to that, though, because it is so valuable and sought after, what the foundation tries to do is to just check that the people who do enroll will benefit from the program. So we don't encourage people who are confident cooks to come along, because this program is designed for people who are lacking in skill and who are lacking motivation. So I just want to stress that.
Yes. So I really want to say thank you, Anna, for coming in. I've enjoyed the session, and listeners, I'm sure, will look forward to hearing from participants who've graduated from the program in future sessions.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Get together with Senior Focus next Sunday at 5:25 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6, or listen online at any time at planetaudio.org.nz/Senior Focus. And do note, Senior Focus is one word.